Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we're coming at you from Sir. We're doing a little sound test right now, and in a second, we'll have a special guest for you.
Coming from the pink room. That's Brittany's favorite room.
Okay, bye. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we are here at Sir, and we are so excited. We are sitting with the Peter Madrigal. We are so excited. And, I mean, our listeners are so excited to talk to you, listen to you.
Listen to me. Yeah. Wow. Well, hello there.
So we have a thing in our group that we believe it should have been Peter, not Tom.
Yeah. Peter?
Peter.
I like Peter. Although, Jax and I have wanted to open up a bar together and call it PJ's. Double entendre over there.
I like that.
Right?
I like
yes.
that.
Yeah. Yes. That'll work. Oh. I thought Peter would work well in
Peter would probably work too.
Yeah, it would. So, today was brunch. How was it?
Oh, it was super busy. We had about 300 reservations. I mean, it was just a struggle just to sit everybody. It was that crazy today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that's us on a normal day. I mean, like, normally we get, we always at plus 200, at least plus 200.
Wow.
Every day.
So that's
and
good.
Right now, like, what you're hearing in the background is Maxfield Todd, which is Lisa's son over there.
Yes. Shout out to Max.
Max, how's he going?
He's a friend of the podcast.
He is a friend of the podcast.
We got Jeremy behind the bar.
Yeah, Jeremy's on the.
Jeremy's on the other side behind the bar.
Yes. Yep. Okay, so
let me see what you got me.
Yeah, we brought you a
Pump Rules Party.
Yeah, we brought you our bag, and then we brought you.
Oh my God! Yeah, this
we heard that you like tequila.
I love tequila.
So we thought
more tequila for Peter.
Yeah, we
Peter lack, Peter love, Peter wants some more of.
Also, I wanted to let you know that for Sarah's birthday, I got her Harrow.
Ooh.
And I meant to bring it so you could autograph it.
I would totally autograph that for you. Time. Damn it.
So tell us about Harrow. Like, all we want to hear all about
Harrow,
it.
Well, we just relanched our website, myharrow.com. We decided we relaunched it. We had to, like, bring it up to date because it was so 2013. And now it's so 2019.
Nice.
So it's more sleek, more, like, you know, just more It's quicker to access. It's more, you can access it better on your iPhone, whereas before it was just really wonky. And so now we have, everything's pretty much the same. We still have shampoo through hair wax. So it's like shampoo, conditioner, brass knuckles, which is for blondes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for everything down to hair wax. What did you get, actually?
The texturizer.
Yeah, I got her whatever the shampoo was, and then, yeah, like
oh,
the
okay,
texturizer.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. You'll love it. Have you tried it?
No, because I was waiting.
She's not
to
even going
to
use it.
She better.
I am. Well,
she's going to keep it in the bottle.
Your business partner was so sweet because I placed my order and it was her birthday. I'm like, hurry, I need it. And they got it to me in time and everything. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
well,
that's
awesome.
We should order more and then
Johnny?
Give them away.
Yes, Johnny.
Johnny.
Shout out
love
to Johnny.
We'll do a giveaway.
I love that.
We like
awesome.
To buy, like, cast products and give them away to our listeners.
Of course.
So we'll get some from you and give it to a lucky winner.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's your favorite of it, of the line?
I love the silk fluid. That's one of my favorites. I also like the hair tonic. The hair tonic's really good. Especially, like, here's the thing. Yeah, like when you shampoo and then condition your hair, it's really like soft and it can get frizzy. So right after you're done with the shampoo and then condition, you use the hair tonic in your the hair tonic for your hair.
Oh my gosh,
and
I want
just,
that.
It brings you it brings it down to like pre shampoo, but it's not dirty.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
You know?
I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So are you
cool.
Any plans on like marketing pushes or are you like just pushing it on IG or what?
I'm just pushing on Instagram right now, but I also did a commercial for it. I'm going to post it on Instagram, but I also want to get it on national television, but I just got to, I'm negotiating right now. We're in the middle of negotiating.
Nice. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, like, the commercial's done.
Cool.
You know,
it is.
It's sleek. It's sexy. It's kind of like.
Did Jeremy shoot it?
I had Brett shoot it, who is the, Brett is the roommate of Maxfield Todd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I had him. Shout out to Brett.
Shout out to Brett. Okay, so you want to ask a question or do you want me to?
Well, we also still wanted to see if you're still doing like filmmaking and you had a radio show for a while, didn't you?
I had a what?
Like podcast or radio show with Frutia?
Frutia.
Frutia.
K Katie O'Malley.
Katie O'Malley.
Oh, Katie O'Malley. Yeah, we did a few episodes, but that was like 2 years ago. Like we stopped doing it because she got a new job. I'm not going to say who she got it with, but okay. It was a high profile job, and yeah, she just didn't have time anymore.
Okay,
you know, but she's one of my best friends. So
we love Fruitia. That's what we call her on the podcast.
Like, oh, yeah?
Like it was my personal favorite episode ever when Lisa said I'd like something a little Fruitia, and she said Fruitia. Like it was.
Oh my god!
So
I'm gonna call her now that from now on. Now.
Yes,
that's gonna be her new nickname.
She's
Fruitia.
Lisa's voice. She's
yes,
like,
Katie, you're now called Fruitia.
Oh, yes. Like, she's up there with Laura Lee for me. Like it's like Katie O'Malley, Laura Lee. Like they're on the same level.
Oh my
for
god!
Me.
Don't tell her that. No, I'm kidding. No, we did a podcast for a minute there, and we just. You know, she just got too busy for it. And
yeah.
I mean, I haven't, we talk all the time, but I haven't hung out with her in like, you know, it's been like 3 weeks. We used to, it went from like hanging out every day to like, yeah. You know, and it's just strictly
busy.
Platonic friendship. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And, were you guys ever more than friends?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
I thought I was seeing a hint
no,
of that maybe.
No, we've always been just friends. Like
That's
she's
so
one
cool.
of my, she's one of my really good girlfriends.
Nice.
And, we just, you know, like we just haven't had time because, you know, our schedules are so crazy right now. So soon we'll probably get together. I mean, we were going to get dinner the other night and then all of a sudden something happened. And she was like, I'm so sorry. We'll take a rain check. I was like, okay, yeah. Do what you need to do.
Now, a question that we get all the time on our podcast that listeners write into us, they say, do people on Vanderpump Rules really work at Sir?
Yes.
And Sarah and I both said that out of everyone, we have seen you here every single time that we have come. Like, you yeah. are here all the time.
I am.
How many days a week do you work normally?
I am here. I mean, I'm full-time at the restaurant. I'm full-time on the show, so... You know, I'm shooting all the time. When we're in the middle of filming, I'm filming all the time. I film like 4 days a week. I work about 4 days a week.
Wow.
You know, I'm full time. And then I also have my own companies that I'm working on too.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, I'm doing some real estate between Los Angeles and Orange County.
Okay.
You know, I'm in the process. Wow. I'm like waiting for to take my test for the real estate license.
Mm.
I also have
juggle all that.
Oh, you have no idea. I also have a company coming out called Casino Scouts, which we're already in the middle of doing.
Okay,
tell me about this.
I was listening to another podcast that you were on, and I freaked out at this because Sarah and I are both gamblers and we love this idea. Tell her about it because
so Casino Scouts has a bunch of different functions to it. One is if you're in one of those big monstrosities in Vegas, we all know mm-hmm. how you can get lost very quickly. But with our Bluetooth technology, we're going to be able to, once you open the app, you're going to be able to breadcrumb your way out of a casino. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in the middle of the Palazzo, that thing is a monstrosity. It's
yeah,
so
that's
big.
What you're
so
I get
big.
Lost
it's
every
a monstrosity.
Time I'm there.
It's huge, right? So you're going to be able to breadcrumb your way out of the casino via our technology. Also, when you're at a slot machine, you're like this all day long.
Right.
You're going to be able to order a drink from... Yeah, exactly. You're going to be able to order a drink from the bar and it'll just come to your slot machine.
You know, they tried
machine.
That once. You could order it on the slot machine and it was great. And then they got rid of it because older people couldn't manipulate it very well.
This is on your phone.
But I was
if a person can't access it on your phone...
Yeah.
You know,
I love it. I love
to you.
It.
That's a
that's
private
what I
thing.
Miss about that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that
so
idea.
So it's a few different functions.
No more waiting or
no more waiting. No
is
more,
it going to by any chance like identify the slot machine? Like what if I want to play Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it'll I mean like literally it's a map. It'll map out where you're at in the as far as the slot machine goes in the middle of the casino.
Speaking of Vegas, we heard that Lisa is opening a new location in Vegas.
Vanderpump Vegas.
So are you gonna?
Is
like
your
open
app
it?
Gonna coincide with that?
I cannot talk about that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that seems like a brilliant idea on your part.
I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't talk about anything as far as that's concerned.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it's coming. So I'll get my Palazzo suite. We'll go over.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll stake it out. So, I like that, especially like when you go to a casino. Like I go to the same ones, but. If like we're going to see a show, we're like, damn, where's a theater or something we could use a Casino Scout, right? And be like,
oh yeah, definitely. You could definitely use a Casino Scout, the Casino Scout app.
Yeah, I love that.
Help
saw
you.
Sex chips.
And every single casino is going to have their own skin. So whenever you're if you're in Caesars, mm-hmm. you'll see like when you click on the casino, the tap on the Casino Scout app, Caesar, the Caesar's version of the Casino Scout will come out.
Oh.
If you go from there to the Mirage version of the casino. So it's going to be, and it's going to have a radius of a few blocks.
Wow.
So you're working with the casino on that to be able to get the layout and everything? Or
I mean, yeah. We'll have to be at that point in time. Right now, we're just working with tribal.
Oh.
Tribal.
Palm Springs and stuff?
Casinos, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
There, like,
right now, we're in the bureaucracy of the whole thing. But once we get the red tape, you know, get through the red tape,
we'll be
golden.
Be users.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
I have the beta on my phone.
We'll be beta customers. I was going to say that.
Okay, so we wanted to talk about last episode, the one that just aired, where you were sitting with James and his brother was having an interview.
Yeah.
And Guillermo came in.
Mm-hmm.
That was like one of the... like the strongest we've seen Guillermo act. Tell us about that scene and like what happened and what it's like to work with Guillermo and everything. We've got some big Guillermo
fans. I've been with Guy for 11 years. He's the one that hired me. So a quick story. So I was walking along here and I was working at Club Monaco, right?
Okay.
About 12 years ago. And he comes in, and I help him find some stuff. And this Club Monaco no longer exists. It's on Sunset. It no longer exists. And he comes in, and I start helping him with finding clothes. And he was all like, you know, you should come and work for me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come. Anyway, have you ever seen Pineapple Express?
Yes.
Okay, so the guy at the very beginning, the redhead, who's all like, he does a scene in the high school hallway. All right, time to suck today's dick. Okay, so that was my roommate at the time. All right, he was my roommate, and he helped me get a job at a place called Sir, right? Because, you know, they needed another busser, and I started as a busser. I didn't put two and two together. He tells me about, Guillermo tells me about a restaurant, this restaurant that he owned. I was like, okay, cool. So anyway, so I end up going to interview the same day at the exact same location. I didn't put two and two together. Quickest interview I ever had. Guillermo was like, yeah, I hire you. Go, let's go to work. It's like, okay, cool.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Funny.
So Guillermo and I have had a great relationship. I love the guy. Oh, yeah.
So
he's
nice.
Awesome.
You were saying, was it awkward when he was like making James feel bad?
It was a little awkward. I didn't know how to – I literally did not know how to react because I'm like – I thought that, you know, he – I don't know. I thought that James was – he could have – I don't know.
I feel like there's so – like – over the course of all the episodes that we've ever seen, there's so many where you are kind of like placed in a situation where it's awkward and you're always the force that's like calming
I
the
am,
person.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So,
with James, I mean, like, here's the thing. He deserved a lot of it because of, you know, the way he was acting throughout. But then again, he was also a big moneymaker for us and a big DJ. Like,
I really
one of our,
saw it.
One of our, yeah, it was, you know, like, you know, I wanted him to continue. It's a give and take. You know what I mean? You have to be able to take your criticism and you have to be able to take your punches. I'm not going to be there to, I'm not your daddy. I'm not going to be there to console you. But at the same time, I would love, I wanted him there. You know what I mean? I want him to come in
Patch
and DJ.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as like getting criticism, yeah, he deserved it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Ask the Stassi and Kristen question.
Oh, if you had to hire one back, who would you hire
Stassi
back?
Really?
Instantaneous.
Okay, how about Kristen or Laura Lee?
Laura Lee.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
See, here's the thing. Kristen got fired.
Yeah.
The other two quit. Okay?
Okay.
Stassi outgrew this place, and Laura Lee found another, like, went into acting.
Right.
Kristen got fired. Hey.
Okay,
know what I mean?
Okay.
That's the difference.
I always thought that, like, whenever... even like when Lisa would like have not great things to say about her, she would always be like, well, she was a great server.
Yeah, she was. She was a great server. But I mean, when it came to just like basic bureaucracy
and
stuff,
managing,
it was like
and, yeah.
managing that person was just a
once.
Nightmare.
Yeah, she was yelling at Tom right at this bar one
yeah.
time when I was here. I was like,
oh, no, I had, I, she,
hey,
I
what
can
up?
Tell, I can tell you
what's
stories.
What's up, Jeremy?
I can tell you stories about this girl, like just.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've been here for so long. I can tell you stories about her just stomping, running after Guillermo about her tips. And oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a hard pass. That's a hard no.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
But you get along
very
with her
hard no.
boyfriend or...
Carter and I play golf together.
Yeah, your birthdays together.
Yeah, we have our birthdays together. We golf together. Is that me? Thank you, Monica. And I'm getting my tip outs at the same time. Like, yeah. I'm having to like. Jeremy, did you do the bank as well?
I've done the bank.
You guys, we are watching him manage right in front of us. Everyone's turning
That's
in their
the
money.
You got the keys for upstairs.
This is my tip.
Yeah, I do.
He's giving
how much
keys.
Was, how much was spent on booze today?
I'm going to need some cash, too.
What do you need? What keys do you need?
Just upstairs.
All right, cool.
We'll stop for just a second.
There you go.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Peter, give us some tips for people who say, like, oh, I'm too busy. I can't do it all. Like, a lot of times, I just had a baby.
How many,
I have two
here's
kids.
The thing.
I'm crazy.
How many hours are in the day?
24.
Okay, how many hours do you sleep?
She sleeps, like, three.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I sleep, like,
is a 500
solid 14.
You sleep a solid 14?
It's 400.
Okay, cool.
Because of the pavilion.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
I would like to.
So you sleep 14 hours a day. Is that serious? Are you serious right now?
No, let's say six.
Six?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I sleep six. So how many, after the 24, how many hours are left? 18.
Tell me, do you work out every day?
Yes.
Do you?
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
So that's 16 and a half hours left.
In the morning, do you do it? Or
yes.
When in the morning?
Yeah.
What time do you wake up?
Six.
Wow. Mm. Do you do it at home or do you go to the gym?
I go to the gym.
So you get up and you
so
go.
So there's 16. So you have. So after all of that, you have 16 and a half hours left. What are you doing with those 16 and a half? That's a lot of time.
What are you spending here today? Like, give me your today.
Well, I mean, like, today was 10 to 5.
Okay. And then you're podcasting with us right now. Then you're going to meet friends for drinks, and then you're coming back here for more. Or?
No. I'm done after this.
Oh, okay.
This is it. This is the end.
Okay. So you worked out. You mm-hmm. worked. Mm-hmm. You podcasted. You're gonna mm-hmm. go have drinks with friends. And
yep.
Then you're gonna go home and work on more stuff.
No, I'm gonna go home and chill.
Okay, nice.
Tonight I'm gonna go home and chill.
Today's your day of rest.
Today's my day of rest. Yeah. Today is gonna be my day of rest.
Nice.
Are you guys doing another Sandoval Spicy Tuesday?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
But, yeah.
I don't know yet. Maybe. I think so.
Isn't
I think
James coming back? Like, I thought on
Super. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope he is. Jeremy, is that all your money, by the way?
This is our tip money, yeah.
That's you and Lauren.
I still have to do mine.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
All right.
Perfect.
They're still working through it.
They're still working through it.
Oh. Chicks, marriage, kids, any of that in the cards?
I mean, it's always in the cards. You never know.
Here's
the thing.
Anyone in your life right now?
Well, no. I'm having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. Ain't that right, guys? I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, I've had 3 years of three failed relationships, and then this is the first year that I've had really that I'm like, okay, I'm not going to even think about dating. I'm just going to have fun.
Nice.
Peter needs to have some fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I've been having, is a lot of fun.
We've seen some of your cameos. You're having fun with those.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Your cameos.
Hello.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always kind of taking my clothes off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of, because we saw you go to the Tampa, like, Pirate Days. Have you ever been to the Catalina Buccaneer Days?
No, but there's a pirate party here.
Catalina.
Oh, my God.
It's like a redneck yacht party.
I didn't believe her, and it's crazy. I looked it up.
There's
stripper poles on boats, and everyone's dressed as a pirate.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I think it's in May.
Oh, I always make a great pirate. You've seen my pictures.
Yeah, we,
That's why I asked you. Yeah, because you went to that Tampa one, right?
Yeah, Gasparilla.
You got to go here.
Woo.
Just
it's
Google
so amazing.
Catalina Buccaneer Days Pirates.
Catalina Buccaneer.
It's like a huge party on the water.
I'll have to
Catalina.
Do that.
Yeah.
I love dressing like a pirate. Peter Lack. I'm kidding. I don't know. I got nothing.
All right. What's your favorite food here and favorite drink here?
Yes. Everyone's dying to know this.
Favorite food here? Skirt steak, ahi tuna, and pork chops.
Me too.
Oh, I love them.
Skirt steak is my fave.
And my favorite drink would be the Cashmere Klein wine. It's
what
a blend.
What is that?
Red blend. It's amazing.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
Nice. Yeah.
You better hope Lisa doesn't listen to this podcast because you didn't say Vanderpump Rosé. But you do say it a lot on the show.
Well, here's the thing. I do love the Vanderpump Rosé, but Rosé is not my first thing to go to.
Yeah, I don't like Rosé.
Now, if we still did the sangria, Lisa, then I would totally
be. Sangria's good.
I love the red sangria. I used to get it all the time.
It's impossible to find.
No, you can't find it anymore.
So we had a premiere party, so we had everything. We had the Vanderpump Rosé. I called everywhere. I had it shipped from like Northern California, like a couple bottles, and was like, but I liked it. Yeah, and I
love it.
The red, yeah.
It was around though, so I don't know what happened.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, you could get it at the
Yeah, I got it at like BevMo or something.
Yeah.
No.
anymore. So why don't she should sell it here. Okay, we got a merch question here.
A merch question.
Like,
yep,
why isn't it more prominently displayed, available, pushed?
Oh, well, everyone's asking for the merch. So, I mean, like, you know, like they see it in the back and it's, you know, it is what it is. Like, they right. find it and
well,
it's...
Well, we've asked for it and then...
It seems like it's getting better. Are you guys like, pushing it more now or something? Or?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're pushing it a lot more.
Nice.
You could sell a lot. You know, like, Hard Rock, and people go in and like, oh, let me get... You know.
Like, I want everything, sir. Like, I want a sir sweatshirt, a
sir
visor.
Sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Well, we have everything, sir. We have sir caps.
We give
we have
the
sir
candles.
Bags.
Oh,
we have sir everything.
Yeah, I
you
love it.
You name it, we have it.
I love
know?
It.
Here, so people are coming from out of state and that you can make a buy it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't
you
know.
Can also order it online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we ordered it online to give away, but that was a while ago.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. Anything you want to push or talk about for, you know?
I mean, like other than Casino Scouts and Harrow, I'm good, actually. Okay.
So where can, tell us where everyone can find you on social media and stuff.
Social media. So my Instagram handle is Peter_Madrigal. M-A-D-R-I-G-A-L.
Yes.
And then my Twitter handle is LLPJ Madrigal.
Yes.
That's old. So old school. Awesome. Well, I had this girl once tell me, like, you should change. And this was like years ago. LLPJ Madrigal. I'm like, oh, God. And I haven't changed it since, you know. Like, once you're stuck with it, you're stuck with it. You know?
I know. That's true.
You should change it to Peter.
Peter.
Peter, definitely.
I should change it to Peter.
So what are your what's like your long term plan? Like, are you planning to stay here? Are you looking to?
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
I enjoy being here.
I love that.
You're not from here. Where are you originally from?
Texas originally, but I've been out here since 2005, so it's been a long time.
And you have brothers, right?
Yeah, I have brothers, and I have one sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they here? Or they're.
I have two of my brothers, and my sister is out here, actually.
Okay.
And then the other three are, I come from a family of seven, so the other
wow.
three are in Texas. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're all overachievers. I mean, like, here I am, like, I'm doing all this other stuff. I'm on TV. My brother, Paul, he, like, makes, he's a million dollar seller at Ralph Lauren on Rodeo.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
like, one of the number one sellers in the country for Ralph Lauren.
Cool.
My brother, Jude, is an actor.
Okay.
Regina is a writer. She's writing for a few different magazines. My brother Roman owns a photography company.
Well, look at you guys.
Yeah, we're all overachievers.
That's
all of us.
Cool.
It's kind of interesting.
Maybe your parents should write a book.
Yeah.
Well, my dad passed away in 2010, right before we started shooting A Vanderpump Rules. Huh. And then my mom's still around, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, she's enjoying her kids, like, really, like, pushing for something, you know.
Does she watch the show?
No.
Oh.
No. She's a very pious woman. She's Roman Catholic.
Okay.
So, thank you. So so she's, you know, like more into spiritualism.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for meeting with us and talking to us and taking time out of your day. We so appreciate it.
Get some more Harrow and give it away.
Yeah,
oh,
you guys, we'll be doing a giveaway.
MyHarrow.com, guys.
Yeah, so stay tuned and we'll let you guys know how to enter that. And thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay,
y'all
bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.